Despite the improved economy, local manufacturers still struggle to find skilled workers. On Tuesday, we reported on steps employers are taking to hire and retain qualified workers. Some company leaders have even been visiting high schools to encourage young people to consider a career in the skilled trades. Today, WUWM's Marty Michelson speaks with a few high school graduates headed in that direction. One new high school grad who did not need coaxing to head into the skilled trades is Gary Large. He grew up on a farm in Port Washington.
On the farms, I work with my hands a lot. I weld, I fix things, I milk cows, I do all that. What I like to do is to fix. And fixing requires actually a lot of welding on the farm because many things break and you need to join them back together.
Large plans to pursue a degree in welding at Milwaukee Area Technical College. He developed some skills at Port Washington High School. It offers a metal lab and at least 20 classes related to welding, automotive technology, and construction.
So what is this station?
That's our milling machine.
Oh, the milling.
Yep, that's our milling machine. And we actually, we just got a grant in to purchase an additional milling machine.
Taylor Last teaches welding and machining classes at Port Washington.
They are full because they really enjoy taking the classes. Many of our students start out at the very basic intro level, and then they go ahead and they work their way on up through.
Last says a few years ago, students weren't interested in the skilled trades, but attitudes started changing when manufacturers began visiting, and now a local foundation has given the school money to purchase more equipment. The opportunities ignited Skylar Sandlin's interests.
I've always just found the inner workings of things fascinating, hands-on. My entire life I've been more of a hands-on person, working, woodworking, metalworking. So it's kind of the way I grew up, the way what I find interesting in life.
The graduating senior will pursue electrical engineering at UW-Platteville this fall. Another district offering students more manufacturing classes is Milwaukee Public Schools. More than 30 of its campuses now offer courses in engineering and manufacturing. Brian Bowen took classes in welding and construction at Bradley Tech High School.
Actually just building things for other people. Like now that we're building dog sheds and garden sheds for schools and local houses around us has actually been one of my greatest takeaways from this class. So.
Bowen has earned a scholarship to MATC and hopes to eventually own a construction business. He says he grew up in the Central City and wants to use his skills to give back.
I see many homeless people around them. I want to be that person to get them off the street and put them in houses. That way that we won't have less poverty, or I can build jobs to actually help others get into jobs.
This summer, Bradley Tech will host its first manufacturing camp for middle school students. The goal is to expose more kids at an early age to the existence of skilled trades. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.